Hey, hey, what do you say? It's Wednesday night, and you know what that means, Full Press. Hockey Weekly is back here on a Wednesday night. Check it out at Full Press NHL on Twitter, Full Press NHL on Facebook. Get it on YouTube, Twitch. Get the audio, iTunes, Spotify, wherever you get your podcasts. I'm your host, the voice of Full Press Hockey, Jim Berenger. Chris Wassel, my tag team partner here. Ian behind the scenes. We are back and better than ever. And Chris, without hesitation, always comes in and out when we start this thing up. But
I want to assure the listeners out there that
the season is winding down. We have playoff races in the East and the West. Finally, we finally have them in the East. I mean, it only took us a year to get there. But yes, Brayden, go Avs, go, because they're charging up the standings. We're going to be talking all about it in this first segment. We're going to talk about all about the playoff races in the Metro, in the Central, wherever. We're going to go up and down. But we have, it seems to be a three-dog race now, maybe a four-dog race in the East. Definitely a three-team race in the West. It's a lot of bubble teams. Can they get in? Do they deserve to get in? I was having this conversation the other night, you know, talking about how everybody wants, oh, the expanded playoff, this and that. Do we really want these teams in? It's going to be just like the NBA. We don't need that stuff. I like, because we're having meaningful games now. We're having play-in games now. We're having everything that we want right now. And we're going to go right into Stanley Cup playoffs because it's the most exciting time. And it's April 17th. Get your TV remotes ready. April 17th is when the Stanley Cup playoffs begin. And, you know, we're going to start out east because that's where we are located before we move out west. Sorry, West Coast. No, West Coast bias here today. But Eastern Conference, if you look at the standings, and hey, everybody, say hello to Chris Wassel.
Hey, you know, it's like trying to jump a freaking 71 freaking Nova, okay? It's not fun.
It's a guarantee every time.
No, it's like right as the Full Press Hockey logo like goes across the screen as it's exiting back out to like go live, it just goes like, nah.
Doesn't like you.
It's like right off a post. Like think.
But I was saying, we're a lot of exciting playoff races. Eastern Conference, remember a year ago we already knew who the eight teams were. It was not even a race. It wasn't even discussion. Out west, we had Dallas, Vegas, these teams battling. Now it's, you know, everybody wants to talk about expanded playoff. We got playing games that matter. We have games that matter down the stretch. And you look at the Eastern Conference, you got the Islanders, who seem to be kind of more getting there as a lock right now. I'm not gonna pencil them in now.
Wait, if Barzal comes back, they may not be a lock. I mean, we're kind of joking about this, but they are 12-5-2 without him.
But what I'm saying is, it's kind of your confidence in them is a little bit more. Then there's the Panthers. Then there's the Panthers. Then there's the Penguins. Can we throw the Senators in that conversation still?
Yeah, you know what? You kind of have to leave them. The problem is this. You can go 2 weeks, not even, and this thing can flip. So well, it's completely the dead opposite of last year. We knew everything. We could sit there, have fun with this, go in and, you know, have a few drinks.
Well, here's where I want to start off with this thing, right? So to me, I do not understand.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to have to figure out a way to get Alex on the show one day, and maybe he can find an answer for us, who covers the Panthers for us. I was talking to Russ about this yesterday. How did the Florida Panthers, and I don't know, I understand it's back-to-back, but that is the definition of you need to get points against a bad team or else you will not make the playoffs. How is Sergei Bobrovsky not playing?
How? Okay, here you go. Here's the reason why. Two. That is the total amount of wins that they have on the back end of back-to-backs this season. Okay, it gets worse. Okay, they're 2-9 overall. At one point, they were 0-6, legitimately did not have a lead in any of those six losses. This is something with that team. What that is, I don't know, but it just seems like they get behind on the back end of a back-to-back, and that was just it, especially early in the season. like I said, it's improved a tiny bit, but then you have efforts like last night that you could almost see coming from a mile away.
But then you look at like a team like Winnipeg, which I've seen in person multiple times back in February. Mm-hmm. A good friend of the show, David Bastel, we went to both games, Devils right. and the Ranger game. And Connor Hellebuyck started both of those games for yep. Winnipeg.
Yeah.
Sergei Bobrovsky had a start last night. And when that game got out of hand, he needed to come into the game.
So it makes you wonder.
Yeah, what's going on and why? Because they had just taken over the second wild card spot the night mm-hmm. before. Pittsburgh was idle last night. You have a chance golden to go up three. You have a golden opportunity to go up 3 points on them. And
it didn't happen.
And heading into tonight, Pittsburgh and Colorado always play close games.
Yep.
It always seems to go to overtime.
Yeah, two of the last four.
I just feel like it was a missed opportunity for a team that's been battling the last several weeks to stay in the race to finally get there and just lose to a team that you shouldn't be losing to.
But this has been Florida all, and I guess you can't just say about Florida.
I thought they were turning that corner, that last bend. Thought they were finally getting maybe
it's just me sometimes, but it just seems like that classic part. It's like from The Godfather. It's like just when I think out, they pull me back in, and then vice versa. Unfortunately, with Florida, because it inevitably happens. This is, man. I'll tell you this though, and I hope people got in on this. Like when we said to like get Patrick Kane when he was like about +700 or +800 to go to the Rangers. +170 Pittsburgh Penguins to miss the playoffs is really not looking too bad right now.
No, it's because not.
That's about to go negative, as they say in the betting world.
Look,
it's a mess.
It's a real mess in the East. I mean, look, do I have confidence in Pittsburgh? You know, I know they have the 16 season, you know, playoff streak going and all this, but they won 3 cups in those 16 seasons. They've been knocked out early in the last several seasons. Didn't quote unquote make the playoffs the 1 year when they lost to Montreal.
They qualified.
They qualified, but you know, you lost yeah, in the play-in round. So yeah. You didn't make the playoffs.
Playoffs.
Yeah. But however, to me, I haven't been sold on Jari. He's getting pulled. What did he get pulled in like 4 of his last 6 starts?
Yep.
Casey DeSmith is not as good. I understand they lost the Kulikov and Pettersson.
They lost 2/3 of their starting 6 defensemen.
Yeah.
And Petrie came back, then went out again.
So I mean
it's like something, it's like that magic curse that sort of hangs over the Pittsburgh Penguins. Or we used to like to call it the 7 years from 2009 to 2015, where literally Pittsburgh was injured at every corner or every game.
It seems season. Like it. I mean, there were, that was the, for me, I understand Kulikov came in and played well, and Granlund's playing mm-hmm. good. But again, there was an area of need at the goaltending position, and they didn't get it.
They had chances. I know people can sit there and say, no, they didn't. Yes, they did.
Yes, they did.
There were plenty of opportunities to acquire a veteran backup for cheap that would not have cost them much cap space. They could have shipped off whoever they wanted to, you know, and did what they did anyway, and didn't have to even get a Granlund, and could have saved some money and been just fine. Now, look. Did we know what was going to happen with their defense? No. I figured it would be a couple of their forwards, but, you know, things like that, just it's one of those if and or type things. Pittsburgh did this to themselves. That's it. No further explanation needed.
Go back to the summer. Just go back to the summer.
Yep.
They brought the band back together.
They brought For one team, it's working. It's hilarious to say this. One team has stumbled onto it and it works, and another team, it's not.
But also, that one team also
got Ilya Sorokin.
That. Yeah, I thought you were talking about the Bruins. You're talking about the Islanders too.
About the Islanders.
Look, but the Islanders also made smart decisions with bringing the band back together, only signing guys to like 1 or 2 year deals, not 4 year deals or 5 year deals
or six.
Right.
Yeah. Sorry, Christopher Letang.
I mean, I know a lot of things haven't gone right for Mr. Letang this year, but. And you feel bad for the player. Man, and he's playing a lot more minutes than he should be right now. But this Penguins team, to me, I haven't been sold on them all year. Yes, you know, when you think they're out of it, they find a way back in.
It's crazy. And they've done this like at least 3 or 4 times already in the second half.
I'm just not sure.
That is true, too. Thank you, Braden. I was about to bring it up, and it's right there. That schedule, Jim, you know, leading into April. I mean, look at the Captain Obvious part. You look at tonight, Colorado, tomorrow, Dallas. Granted, Dallas has been kind of struggling a little bit, but it's freaking.
But they rally so much in games that no lead is safe.
And that's the biggest difference between Dallas.
And you're going from playing above sea level. Going back.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And then you got to play Washington on Saturday.
That's on ABC, right?
Yeah.
Oh.
Up against the tournament. That's not going to do well. So I'm already going to tell you that's probably going to be like 800,000.
No, 750.
Yeah, probably 750 is right. But then you got to beat there's some winnable games then after that is Detroit, Nashville. You got a tough game against Boston. You got to beat Philly. New Jersey's going to be a tough out. Minnesota, Detroit. Like, you have to beat these bad teams in here. At some point, you have to beat these bad teams.
And they're not doing it. I mean, not only are they obviously looking up right now, but from the old row standpoint, yeah, they're in an upward row because literally, look, Panthers, I mean, you know, they're not tying people 20 times this year, so they have more regulation overtime wins than Pittsburgh. Islanders obviously do.
I mean, to me, you go back to the Panthers, right? You need to beat Philadelphia because look at this schedule. Toronto, Rangers, Senators, Toronto, Montreal, Columbus. Buffalo, Ottawa, Washington, Toronto, and Carolina. I mean,
wow.
Look at all those divisional games that are going to be tough. Now, Montreal, you should win those games against Montreal. You know, Ottawa is going to be a tough out. Columbus, you have to beat. You have to beat Washington. You have to beat Buffalo. Like, those are games you have to win.
By the way, Jim, we can almost say this. If you bet the under 101.5 points for the Penguins this season, cash. Because unless they win out.
Which they're not.
They're not. You're good.
They're not winning out.
By the way, the Washington was 97.5. You already cashed. Don't worry about it.
Already cashed.
But again, what did we say at the start of the season with these two teams?
Well, we said three teams in here. Remember the big question was, all right, who of Boston, Washington, Pittsburgh drop out? We knew Pittsburgh and Washington were on the fence of, all right, this might be it. Boston was survive and we'll see what happens. No one saw what Boston was going to do. But there were question marks about Washington and Pittsburgh.
Yeah, it's just the biggest
question. And Florida.
You know, Meatloaf said it best. 2 out of 3 ain't bad.
No, 2 out of 3 ain't bad. But everybody knew Florida was going to take a step back just because of that division.
Oh, absolutely.
Just because Just be I no one I don't think anybody thought Boston was going to run away with it. I think a lot of people thought, you know, Panthers would be a wild card team because you had Tampa and Toronto there, but maybe they would have finished top 3, but I mean, look, they haven't played consistently great this year. They're starting to turn a corner. You know, Matthew Tkachuk has been what's the difference between Florida and Calgary? Matthew Tkachuk. I mean, I'm just saying.
Look, Tkachuk just is hell-bent on trying to get that team into the playoffs. And let's face it, he's socking the mediocrity out of Paul Maurice as we speak, probably. Yeah. Just because, you can say whatever you want about Matthew Tkachuk, but you can't question his drive to want to win.
No.
You just can't now. You've seen it, particularly in the last 15 to 20 games. Where it's just crystal clear.
Kid wants to win. Kid's putting on a show. He was great in Calgary. He's being great with Florida. Excellent addition. Great where he wants to be. You know, Bobrovsky was playing well. I mean, you know, Knight wasn't there. He wasn't getting pushed. He was a man. I'm just, you know, again, to me, games like that are you have to win those games. I know it's a back-to-back. You have to figure out a way to get a point in that game. Win in overtime, shootout, doesn't matter. You have to figure out a way to get 2 points in that game.
You figure if they were close to 500 in back-to-back games, especially considering some of these back-to-back games, how winnable they've been.
Right.
You know, that second game has been really winnable for the most part for them, especially lately. And they still can't find a way to
win. What did you say their record was?
Two and nine on the back end of back-to-back.
So if they were 4-5,
yeah, knock up even two wins. That's 4 points.
That's exactly.
And right now, four points makes it, wow. I mean, you can't even put it into words right now how much of a difference that makes with 10, 11 games left.
Exactly. And I mean, look, you know, like we said, you could throw the set. I mean, you can't count the sends out just yet.
They got to win, though.
That's but they got to win. And I think the fact that the goaltending has just been... And I mean, Washington's 5 points out. I mean, Washington's right there. They picked up a point, but they lost to Columbus. I mean, if they pick up a second point, they're right there. But again, you look at these teams at the bottom, right? Outside the Islanders, but you look at the goal differential. I know it doesn't really mean a lot, but last year Dallas had a negative goal differential entering the playoffs.
They're approaching what, plus 50 now?
Yeah. You look at Florida, plus 9, Pittsburgh, minus 4, Washington, plus 1, and then the Senators are minus 10, and then Buffalo's out of it. But, I mean, I feel like it is Pittsburgh, Florida, and the Islanders. And then, unless Washington goes on a run, Ottawa goes on some run, I think it's 3-2.
To be honest, if John Carlson could have come back a few weeks sooner, it'd be different.
Yeah, I think it would be different.
I think it's just by the time he gets fully going, it's just going to be a little bit. It's going to be too late. It really is. I mean, it's unfortunate that injuries really derailed Washington from the start of the season. But unfortunately, that's the NHL, and when you're getting older,
old team. Old I mean, team.
That's one of the five or six oldest teams in the league, I think.
Yes, sir.
Season, so.
Yes, sir. I mean, it's going to be interesting. Like we said, in the East last year, we knew who the top 8 teams were already. We already penciled in matchups, so we already knew what happened. But, you know, you stay in the East for a minute. You know, you look at the Metro. We already know Boston's won the division. But you look at the Metro, I mean, you know, Devils are right there. Right behind Carolina.
I think last night's a dagger.
I think so too. I think if the Rangers figure out a way and the Devils are right there, maybe it's different. But I think with two games in hand, I think Carolina's got it. And I think it's New York, New Jersey in the opening round of the Stanley Cup.
Yeah. Can we just get like Henrik for future considerations just for fun?
I thought they were going to do it at the trade deadline, to be honest.
I know. It's just one of those things where it's like you almost need – and you need like Lundqvist to come down on the ice just for a second.
But, I mean, look, you know
–
All kidding aside, I mean, Carolina still has to win those games in hand.
Yeah, and that's not automatic either.
And those are not automatic. So anything can happen, but we know who the We know who the top six are in the East. We go to the West. Mm-hmm. Yep. We go to the bubble.
Ooh, before
we go to the divisions, we go to the bubble.
It's heating up.
We got Seattle at 85 points, wild card one. Winnipeg, 83 points, wild card two. Calgary's at 79 points, sitting right outside. Then there's Nashville at 78 points, right outside. And, you know, Winnipeg got a win, and, you know, they took – and then, you know, Calgary's picked up some wins, but they had some bad losses.
Mm-hmm. So is Nashville.
Oof. So is Nashville. But Nashville somehow was a seller, and they decided to go on a winning streak and, like, stay in this thing.
Yeah, it's like they're doing just enough to stay in. I think what's funny, too, is this comes down to like Dallas last year. Remember Dallas had all those games in hand near the end. They got to win the games in hand, and Dallas didn't do it.
Got help from Vegas down the stretch where Vegas. Oh was
God,
a team.
Yeah.
I mean, Vegas was losing to teams that they shouldn't have been losing to.
I mean, look, Vegas lost how many shootouts in a row? It felt like.
But also, how many bad teams did they lose to?
Yeah, at least three or four, like right down the stretch in a row.
Yeah, I mean, that kept them out of playoffs.
So, I mean, you have that.
I mean, Winnipeg and Calgary are really doing themselves no favors, because when one team loses, the other team loses. So no one can gain ground, or like it just is like, all right, well, like neither team's playing great. Nashville somehow picks up points.
Yep.
And. Oof. I mean, but to be honest, I mean, Vegas deserved to be dunked on last year. I mean,
they did.
I mean, they were right there at the end, and they just lost to teams they shouldn't have lost to, New Jersey being one of them.
That happens, I guess, more often than we think, but we don't realize it. It's just that Vegas did it on such a level that
they needed those points.
There was no way around it. They needed the points that they couldn't get, and it just kept happening. And let's face it, more and more brutal ways for a team that was so accustomed to success.
So, you know, somebody asked me this the other day, and somebody asked me the question, who do I think is going to get into the playoffs in the Western Conference? And I said, if Calgary can get their act together, I think they can knock out Winnipeg. Mm-hmm. Even though I believe more in Winnipeg's goaltending, if Calgary can figure it out, which they have yet to show me they can figure it out, I think they can get in because they're built for the playoffs. But they're not there yet. Winnipeg's got to win these games. You know, that they have, you know, Seattle, I feel like Seattle's starting to become like a lock to make the playoffs now. You know, Edmonton's just cruising right now. I mean, Edmonton was on the border, and then they're just taking off. You know, Ekholm's been a great addition for them. McDavid and Draisaitl and everybody's just being a beast. But you just look at it and you're just like, all right, you look at these schedules and you're just like, all right. So Calgary, you go to Calgary schedule. You got Vegas, San Jose, LA, Vancouver, Anaheim, Chicago. I mean, that Winnipeg game could be huge. It's a back end.
That's a crazy just.
Man. I mean, like you look at Calgary, right? Lost to Anaheim, can't happen. After beating Dallas and Minnesota, can't happen. Losing overtime to Arizona, you need to
pick. Really can't happen.
Really can't happen. Losing overtime when you have a lead against Dallas, can't happen. Get shellacked, and then you have a nice bounce back win Tuesday night. I mean, their MO is to step up against these good teams. Yep. So I think they could beat Vegas at home. But you have to beat Calgary. I mean, you have to beat San Jose. You got to find a way to get points against LA. And you definitely have to beat Vancouver and then beat Anaheim and Chicago to have have that game against Winnipeg matter?
Yep. Yeah. And then I think the kicker of it all is, so they're going to play. If my math is right, I hope it is. That follow-up game after Winnipeg in Vancouver, that's got to be a Hockey Night in Canada game.
Yeah, I would think so. I mean, look at...
And then you're playing Nashville, who could be right up against you that Monday.
Well, you look at... So, Jets go through their California swing. Mm-hmm. Anaheim, you have to win.
They have to win them. Probably at least get 4 or 5 points.
You got to get 5. I was going to say at least 5 points out of that.
Yeah,
You have to beat Anaheim and San Jose and figure out a way to get a point against LA. And then you definitely have to beat Detroit when you come back.
Yeah.
And then they play New Jersey at the beginning of April. And New Jersey's on a back to back with Chicago and then Winnipeg. And then there's that Calgary game, and
it's on the road.
So I mean, look, it's
Winnipeg's problem. How do I put this? By the way, since that Winnipeg New Jersey game, since that's at home, yeah, Winnipeg's not winning that. So
they're on home ice. Yeah,
That's a problem. Clearly, it's crazy though. They obviously go to California, 5-game homestand. Close out against Minnesota and Colorado on the road. Uh-oh.
That's crazy.
Here's two things with that. One, you know, is Colorado – you don't want to jinx this if you're Colorado fans. But is Colorado in first place by then? One. Two, do they care? Three, do they just want to not see Winnipeg in the playoffs? Repeat steps 1 and 2. I mean, it's one of those things.
I mean, the way the Central is right now, I mean, it seems like everybody, those top three teams right now are flip-flopping every night. I mean, if Colorado wins tonight, I think they're up by the top of the division. You know, it's – look, I think those games – I think that game's going to matter to Colorado too. I think it really is because I don't think – I don't think they're going to be a lock to be number one at that point either.
No. I mean, you're looking at this now. You figure, all right, so they have – all right. Even though they're 2 points behind Dallas and Minnesota, Colorado has the contra right now.
Yeah.
They have the edge. They have the edge in matchup. They have the edge in regulation and overtime wins. And they have the edge in point percentage. But again, they have to win. Everybody knows by now. It's like
you got to win the games in hand.
And look, you know, Braden said this in the chat room, and I had unnamed media people from Winnipeg even kind of say the same thing without actually saying it, that they have a bad feeling about this. End quote. And look, my answer to anybody that's up there, we don't know.
Look, it all depends on what Winnipeg Jet team shows up, what Connor Hellebuyck shows up, how this team performs. They've been pretty good all year. They've come back to earth recently.
I mean, you'd hate to see them miss the playoffs after all this, and then you'd have all the people going, well, we told you hiring Rick Bonus was a bad idea. Yeah, but it's really not his fault.
No, it's
it
not.
It really is not.
No, it's not. It's going to be interesting because there's, you know, even, you know, Kings are challenging Vegas for the top spot in the Pacific. Oilers.
Everybody's challenging everybody.
And then the West is so much more wide open right now than the East because we kind of know what everything is in those divisions. Meanwhile, all these games have so much seeding and implications and everything like that. So, but it just watch these games. Things matter right now. And these are your playing games right now. If you want to talk about, you know, expansion, all this stuff, which we don't have time to do right now because, you know, we're going to be up against the clock again. But these are your playing games, people, and they're exciting to watch.
Yeah, this is a pretty good end run for the NHL.
Right. What's not so good for the NHL, and Connor McDavid said it today when he was asked, that he watched the World Baseball Classic and saw what happened with Ohtani and Trout. Boy. And he basically said this is what hockey's been missing. And he talked about how, you know, they've been deprived of not going to the Olympics and all this stuff. And, you know, he's right. Like, let's just be honest. He's right. Like, we understand why they didn't go to certain places they didn't go.
Right.
But he's right. You see these guys, they're having so much fun, best on best tournament.
Mm-hmm.
You want to see the best players in the world go up against each other.
Yeah. I just want to see. I just want to see him score 7 or less goals over the next 11 games. That's all I want to say. You can dish out all these. Look, you can't say he's. You just can't say he's wrong here.
No, you really can't.
No matter how you try to like rationalize it, spin it, put it in a blender, dice it, slice it, whatever you want to. You know, you get your Ginsu knife out, maybe your ninja, or Cuisinart, or whatever you know toy of choice. It's not wrong.
No, he's not. And the best player in the world is a lot of the best players in the world this year have been speaking out about the doings in the National Hockey League, and they haven't been wrong. Connor's not wrong. The guy's going to run away with the Hart Trophy, and if he doesn't, it's a shame, and your ballot needs to be publicized on Twitter, and you need to feel shame if you don't vote for Connor McDavid for the Hart Trophy. He's going to win the Art Ross. He's probably going to win the Rocket.
Oh, he's a lock on the Rocket.
I mean, this guy's only getting better, and he wants to play internationally, and the last time we saw him was, I believe, 2015, right?
It's been way too long, yeah.
Way, way, way too long since we've seen him play internationally.
Yeah.
We need the best players in the world going up against each other. Figure out a way to get it done because we need the best player there.
You saw that Russia-Belarusian ban for another year, right?
You know what? Look, to me, look, the World Juniors are going to be what they're going to be. The World Championships are going to be what they're going to be. I understand the NHL players want to have the Russian players there because then it's not truly a best-on-best tournament.
Yeah.
I get it. Do what tennis does. Take the affiliation away.
It wouldn't be hard. You know, it's not like it used to be where you had to worry about, you know, they're getting called over to Mother Russia and may never be seen again.
Right. They're all here.
They're all here. Especially now. They're all here.
I think like the Russian team, if I'm not mistaken, like the internet, I think like the other countries just don't specifically use NHL players.
True.
Like Sweden takes guys from their federation.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Russia definitely takes guys from the KHL. But there could be exceptions made. I think if they had to put a team together, I think they would be okay with just NHL players.
It wouldn't be too bad.
No, it wouldn't be too bad. But again, topic for another day. But it, you know, it's just interesting to see that, you know, a lot of the best players in the world are speaking out more, and it's good for them. Finally, we saw Alex Ovechkin. Already passed Gordie Howe, goals list. Just passes Wayne Gretzky for most 40 goal seasons.
40 goal seasons, that's crazy.
This guy is the best pure goal scorer I've ever seen.
I got to see his 500. I got to see his 700.
We saw 801,
802. 801, 802. Got to see him at the start of his career, you know, whenever Washington came out west. And you know, I said to Eric Stevens at the time, back when we were a lot younger and had a lot less gray too, this guy is going to score probably 500, 600, 700 goals. And he kind of just looked at me and he was like, yep.
Yep.
And now we're at like, we're 800 and beyond.
And counting because he's going to pass it. He's going to eventually pass Gretzky. I mean, he already passed him. He's passed him in a bunch of categories already. He's going to do it now. He's going to pass him.
That amount of 40 goal seasons is something, though.
I mean, how many? What was it? I think what was the stat? Was it Marty had how many 40 win seasons as a goaltender? Yeah. 30 win. I mean, that was ridiculous.
Like it's like that equivalent. It really is.
I mean, that's just ridiculous. I mean, but look what Ovechkin's done for the game. What he's meant for the game. You know, him and Sid are gonna be tied at the hip forever.
Yep.
You know, the highlight reel goals this guy has, the celebrations, just him being him. Him being Ovi is what it's all about. And congratulations on a hell of a run so far. And, you know, we know why he signed the contract, and that's it. All right. You know, we got a few minutes left before we have to get out of here. I want your thoughts real, real quick on the Fanatics 10-year deal.
Look, men on film, best way to describe it. Hated it.
Yeah.
And that's it. That's really all you need. You don't even need 20 seconds.
No, you don't. I mean, look, I've seen the decals. I've been in industries where I have friends that have worked at a company who've worked for Fanatics. And look, some of the material is great. Some of the material is, we're going to see what happens with the jerseys. I know a lot of people don't like it. I personally don't like the fact that they got locked in for 10 years again. We know what happened with the NBC deal. I think they should have gone shorter and potentially been able to increase revenue, but hey, who am I? I'm not there. But it's going to be interesting to see. Again, this is still a couple years down the road because Adidas still has another year left on their deal with the NHL. But that starts in 2024, 2025 season, Fanatics making jerseys. So we'll see what comes of it. I mean, who knows? Who knows what's going to happen? I know a lot of people don't like it. A lot of people uproar. But
yeah, we'll live.
We'll live. Exactly. Because you're still going to buy the jersey.
Of course you are.
You're still going to buy it. You know,
I said that to somebody yesterday. You're still going to buy, it was a Devil's Media member. You're still going to buy the Jack Hughes jersey. I mean, come on. You know, I mean, it's not like you're not going to buy it. You're just going to probably buy one instead of like two or three.
Right, exactly. I mean,
it's one of those things where it's like, you know what, you hedge your way a little bit and just don't overspend.
Exactly. Just don't overspend. That's why it's good for your finances
in a way.
That's why guys like us, veterans here, we don't buy jerseys no more. You go with the player tee. Saves you money.
Yeah, exactly.
That's the veteran move.
That is the veteran move.
That's the veteran move. But everybody, Braden, my dad for commenting on Facebook. Thanks, Pops. I appreciate it. But for everybody who's tuning in, thank you for the support that you show us every time we come on here. Those listeners who come on after, listen to the audio, watch it. Thank you for your support as well. Again, catches, Full Press NHL. FullPressHockey.com, where one of our colleagues, Bill Grigsby, every day has the updated playoff races. So check those out. Alex Slemp has his playoff bracket and his playoff standings, his wild card in the East. Check him out as well. At Chris Wassel, DFS on Twitter. At Jim Berenger on Twitter. Get us Facebook, YouTube, Twitch, you know where it is. Audio, iTunes, Spotify. It's been Jim Berenger, Chris Wassel, Ian behind the scenes. Take it easy, everybody. We'll see you again real soon.